USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A vote is expected to take place today in the U.S. House on a war powers resolution that would limit President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is critical of Trump's recent order to kill a top Iranian general in Iraq, calling it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. Democrats were also critical of yesterday's administration briefing on Iran, and while most Republicans have not spoken publicly about the briefing, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah said it
was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 9,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, the latest Republican to call on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop stalling and send over articles of impeachment against President Trump. She says the Senate's ready to do its job.
This has been a farce. You know, they were so intent on getting impeachment done, get these articles done. They rushed them through the House because they needed to get the trial started, and yet it's been over 3 weeks.
She was speaking on WMT in Cedar Rapids. Pelosi withholding the articles over concerns about how the Senate plans to handle the impeachment trial and whether it will be fair. Alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. have more than doubled over the last two decades, according to a new federal report. Most of those deaths were of middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
A soldier from New Jersey killed in Afghanistan will be buried today in Arlington National Cemetery. 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was killed by a roadside bombing back on December 23rd, just a few weeks before he was scheduled to come home following four tours of duty. Flags have been ordered to fly half-staff in New Jersey for the rest of the day. Puerto Rico is now under a public health emergency after this week's powerful earthquakes there. Health Secretary Alex Azar's declaration issued yesterday will allow health officials in that U.S. territory to make sure that all the health care needs of the people on the island are being met. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck on Tuesday, and, well, there have been dozens of aftershocks since. Prince Harry, Duchess Meghan Markle, and their son Archie planning to move to North America and leave behind many of their normally royal duties. A formal announcement from Buckingham Palace saying that Harry and Meghan of Sussex plan to step down from their senior royal roles and spend more time in Canada. And holy Hollywood, Batman! Original Batman sidekick actor Burt Ward getting a star today on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He played Robin in the 60s TV series Batman, across from Adam West as Batman. Today his star will be unveiled in a ceremony next to the star of Adam West. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.